I'm curious about your thoughts about the Oncotype DX assay, both clinically as it relates to patient care and also more biologically in terms of what those data mean.
The real benefit, I think, from the Oncotype DX, which is, I think, a really well-done assay and well-standardized, well-validated, it gives you good results. I think that for laboratories where they don't do a high volume and so that maybe their estrogen receptors are not very good and their HER2 assays are not very good or not reliable, this would give you a much more reliable estrogen receptor test in a way, because estrogen receptor is such an important part of the signal that it's generating. So I think for institutions where they don't measure these things very well, this is what I think they should do, is use the Oncotype DX. In reality, though, the major components of Oncotype DX are estrogen receptor, HER2, and proliferation markers. And if you have a laboratory that can do all those, I would love to see, probably never will, but I would love to see a competition between a laboratory that has really done a lot of research in perfecting those individual assays versus the Oncotype DX to see who would win. I think it would be a close call on that one. But I think in terms of trying to decide who has a worse prognosis and might need to have adjuvant chemotherapy in a small node-negative tumor, I think the Oncotype DX can be helpful there. I think it does have a role. I don't use it myself, except in very unusual circumstances, but our laboratory has really spent 20 years or 25 years trying to perfect the individual assays for these factors. So I tend to trust them, but I think it is a valuable assay to use in many circumstances.